Oliver Callan on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Get Set Go. Get comprehensive car insurance today at getsetgo.ie.
Now, sometimes the kids need help themselves to talk, and that's where Childline comes in. It's a free, private, confidential service. It's for children up to the age of 18. And they go on, they talk, and they do still make phone calls. But there's a lot of text and web chat as well about the things that are on their mind and the dispense. It's a listening ear, really, a very important one. Shauna McDaniel is a volunteer with the support service. She's on the line to tell us more about it. Good morning, Shauna.
Morning, Oliver. How are you?
Not so bad. How long have you been with Childline now?
I've been with Childline for almost 2 years now.
Oh, wow. And when did you, why did you sign up?
I signed up because, well, number one, I'm child-free by choice. So this was a really nice way for me to interact and talk with young people and kind of fulfill that part of myself.
Interesting.
And also when I was younger, I came from a single parent household. So while my mother did a fantastic job, you know, there was a lot of kind of questions that I might have had or things that I might not have wanted to kind of annoy her about that it would have been really good to talk to Childline about. And even though it was around since 1986, I'm from Tipperary and I didn't know about it. So, you know, I'm really happy to do this radio show to get more young people to know about it so they can call up about anything they want to chat with. And it's a judgment-free, safe zone for any conversation.
It is. And you would have used it had you known. Why would you have called Childline when you were small?
Just, you know, I think when things are happening in your household and you don't really understand it, but you don't want to annoy anyone about it, or you're feeling scared, that to have another adult that doesn't know you, won't judge you, and you can just call them up and you can ask them anything. So I think a lot of people think that, and I think when I was younger, I thought the Childline was just, you know, for really bad things. I didn't realize that it was just there for you to, if you're feeling bored, if there's something going on at home, if you're getting bullied in school, if you're feeling anxious, like there's so many things that I talk to young people about in Childline. So it's not just for big things.
To talk to kids about these issues, whether they're big or they're a little bit minor, you must have to go through a fairly serious training regime.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Childline takes it really seriously. We do a number, probably around a month of like every Saturday we had trainings, and then you go into the unit. So I'm really close to the Dún Laoghaire unit, so I would have gone to that one.
Yeah.
And they would have had us kind of listening into what people were, like other volunteers were talking about.
I see.
And then they would have done supervision where a supervisor would have been there with you, just making sure that everything goes okay. And that's why we don't do it remotely. We always go into a unit. So there's units in Dún Laoghaire, Limerick, Galway, Cork, Drogheda and Castlebar. And we're actually looking for more volunteers at the moment. But yeah, it's very, very rigorous. And you always go into the centre. You always have a supervisor with you. And there's always like two or three other people there, just in case you have a tough conversation, that you have other people there that you can, you know, you can talk to afterwards, you know.
Very important. And the Childline, it's open all the time.
Yeah, it's open, which is amazing. It's open 24/7. So, you know, volunteer times would tend to be, you know, from, say for instance, 2 to, I think it's like, no, it's 10 to 2, 2 to 6, and 6 to 10 p.m. every day.
Yeah, 4
and then
hours
you'd have,
at
yeah,
a time.
And then you'd have staff. So I would do 4 hours a week. And I'm going to do Christmas Day as well and Christmas Eve as well. So they basically have openings for any time during the day, so and during the year, so a young person has someone to talk to.
And they do call on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, like lots of things are going on during Christmas. Like some people, thankfully, have a wonderful time at Christmas and other people don't. You know, there's a lot of family things that go on. It can be something as light as, you know, I didn't get the present I wanted, or it could be there's alcoholism in the family and there's something really bad going on, you know. So it can be anything. So we don't mind any conversation, or if somebody's feeling lonely, they can just call us on Christmas Day or Christmas Eve. And we genuinely, like, I love talking to people. I'm just like, tell me more, tell me everything, what's going on, you know? And it's the first, you know, maybe it's the first time where an adult has actually genuinely wanted to talk to them, because, you know, a lot of parents, from the goodness of their heart, they love their kids, but maybe they're just really busy and maybe they don't have time to talk, or maybe they can't listen to their kid at the time. So to have another adult that actually wants to chat to a young person and is invested in them as people, like, I think that's really important.
They're being listened to and taken seriously. at the other
end of
your
life. Exactly. And I think that happens, you know, you hear it a lot where, you know, adults are just like, oh, you know, whatever this person said or this kid said, or, you know, we can't believe what they're saying, or, you know, maybe let's take it with a pinch of salt. Not out of a bad thing, but it's just people are busy, people are working, you know, people have got their own lives as well as their kids. So we are literally volunteering just to listen to them. That's all we have. That's all we're doing. We have nothing else going on.
You don't say, you don't dispense advice.
No. So I think that's really important as well, because yeah. I think a lot of adults, you know, again, from a good place, they're kind of telling their kids what to do. You need to do this, you need to do that. Of course, they're just loving them. They're wanting to give them advice. But for us, it's just listening. And then we're trying to advocate for them themselves to try to fix a problem. Mm-hmm. You know, so sometimes they just want to talk and unload. And I'm like, yeah, let's go. Tell me everything. And I'm asking a lot of questions. Like, I work in sales. So I'm just like, it's like me discovering, they need to tell me as much as they can so I know what the problem is. And then it's like, you know, is there a trusted adult in your life? Is there someone you can talk to in school? What's your home life like? You know, do you live with your parents? What's your relationship like with them? Because ideally we want to help them to get to a stage where they can actually talk to someone themselves, or they feel confident to do that, as opposed to us telling them what to do.
The free phone number, by the way, 1800 666 666. Are they on the phone a lot, or are they mostly doing text and web chat?
It's actually both. I mean, honestly, I spend a lot of time on the phone. Some people just like to have the chat. Like, we'd have a lot of people on texts as well. But I'm just talking about me personally. I would have a lot of calls. And there's some people that would call regularly, you know, so kind of get used to some people, you kind of get used to people contacting you. But most of the time, it's both. It's either the phone or it's the texts.
And sometimes the child can be very distressed. It can be very serious issues. What does your training tell you to do in those circumstances?
I mean, I think, you know, I've had a number of calls. Now, again, it's not that regular where you'd have calls of, you know, children kind of wanting to kind of take their own lives or doing certain things to themselves. And to be honest with you, it's just I'm there with them in that moment in time when they're going through that, you know, and it's just you take them seriously. You listen to what they're saying. And like, this is what we're trained to do. We're trained to do that, to be there with somebody. Yeah. And I think it's a beautiful thing to just be there with somebody in possibly one of the worst times in their young life at that time. Mm-hmm. And you're listening to them and you're giving them, you know, you're not giving them hope. You're just giving them an ear, and you're taking them seriously. You're saying, I believe you. I believe what you're saying to me.
And they're not alone.
I believe everything. And you're not alone. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, and just like what you said, Oliver, it's 24 hours a day. You know, if they are thinking very negatively, and we always tell them at the end of the call, like, give us a call back, like, let us know how you're feeling tomorrow, let us know how you're feeling in an hour, in 30 minutes, in 5 minutes, whatever, because a volunteer will always be there. Like, they mightn't get through to me, but it's okay, they can get through to another volunteer who actually really wants to talk to them.
How do you look after your own head after dealing with and listening to problems on your 4-hour shift?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's why it's so important that we go to the centre. And the beautiful thing is, like, the supervisors are all so lovely. So if I get off a really tough call or a tough message, they're like, go get yourself some tea. I'll ring my husband and be like, you know. But no, I mean, I think it's a really beautiful environment in the centre, that even after you have a very tough conversation, I think it's just knowing that I was there with that young person during that time. And you can't think about what happened after the call. You just have to be like, I was there with them that moment. And then the supervisors and the people that are there with you are very lovely. So, you know, I don't need a lot of care after that, which is good.
Well, listen, good luck on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. And thank you for being the volunteer to do that, and the other volunteers, of course, with Childline.
Thank you so much. And just I'll be killed if I don't say this, but again, Childline, it relies on public donations. About 70% of what it comes from the public. So if anyone is interested in giving anything over the Christmas, we'd really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
And the numbers and everything, the web chat, childline.ie, 1800 666 666, 24 hours a day. And if anyone's interested in being a volunteer, like Sean McDaniel, a volunteer recruitment at ispcc.ie, volunteer recruitment at ispcc.ie. Thank you, Shauna.
Thank you so much, Oliver. Bye.